Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick with the first thought of the day and the I Am Mine. It's been a very interesting morning, and I have been asking Spirit, why me and why am I the one to do this channel, really, called Brown-Hued Women Walk on Common Ground? This morning, I think I got a little bit of an answer, so I'm going to pass it forward to you. And I don't know how much of this is going to be in channel, how much of this is going to be in English, but I've had some pushback in a number of different ways from some dear friends of mine who are not brown-hued. And it made me uncomfortable. And I think that's okay, but I was asking Spirit, why this? And there's just a couple of things. The first is that I actually started this work in 2016. Something happened. There was an awakening for me on the 4th of July. And then by October, when the instruction came to do these channels on President's Day weekend, I was in resistance. I didn't think that I was the messenger for this, and forgetting that I'm the vessel, you know, just my earthly walk, my lifetime in this lifetime. I just was a little in shock, in awe, that I would be the one to be saying, let's gather, brown-hued women, let's gather. It's a very clear instruction, and I am the vessel, which means that I have no idea what is coming through. But this morning I got an inkling. Beyond the ravages and tragedy and brutality of slavery that we have carried forward in some way in our living and through generation and generation, I can see that now more clearly than I've ever been able to see it before. Beyond that, what I'm feeling is that it's time for us to remember our indigenous heritage, our indigenous genetic, spiritual quintessential essence, the energy of that indigenous beauty that we had. And when we were taken from Africa and all of the cultural norms had to be adjusted, it somehow got warped in our DNA. And what I know now is 97% of our DNA is esoteric energy. It is the as above, so below energy. It is the God essence within us. It is the divinity that is incorporated into our bodies, and it's warped through this experience that we call slavery. And I received something the other day, and I didn't quite understand what it was about. And it was brown-hued women, remember, listen to the whispers in the wind. Isn't that beautiful? So, you know, most advertising, I guess, if we were just to say it, would say, come, and there's this agenda, and we're going to sit, and we're going to go through these steps. But the channel doesn't work that way. I do know that in the morning sessions, we're going to breathe together, because that's what we always do, and do some meditation. But I truly don't know what the message is, and it is specific for brown-hued women. So I hope you will join us, me and the guidance, as we move through this time together. And I just want to bring a sister, tell a friend. But also, this isn't about money. There has to be some spiritual circulation. But I've opened it up. So from now through February 10th, you can just put in what you can afford to put in. Put in what's on your heart. Make a contribution. Keep the energy flowing spiritually. My energy is that I provide the vessel for the gathering and for the guidance. And Your contribution is that you keep me moving. You allow me to keep doing this work freely and with financial bliss. So that's it. That was what I was given this morning. I don't feel guidance pushing at my tongue, so I'm going to leave it at that. But brown-hued women, it's time for us to begin to remember who we are as an indigenous people, not as a transplanted people. And then from there, we can heal our nation and we can heal our culture. So it is very, very critical. There is new energy that is here. And if we stay in the mindset and in the generational poverty, and I'm not talking financial here, I'm talking about the cultural stripping. If we stay in that anger, there's so much anger when I talk to women, and fear, and if we stay there, we're going to begat more of that, and the energy's changed. We're in this new paradigm, and we're asking to be in a new place. And then finally, our ancestors are tired. They want to be released into the new energy as well. Not so that they can leave us, although we hope that they go and can get some rest. They've been awfully busy. But not so that they can leave us, so that they can then too also work in the new energy. And they recognize this. And I received a command for our ancestors, healing generations, present and future. And it's so important that they get released. And right now we are anchoring them down. And as this new energy, we've just moved into it, and as it grows stronger and stronger and the paradigm becomes more available for us to work in, if we are still moving in this frequency of hate and anger, ananoyeshkin, of fear, discontentment, that we won't be able to be fully realized. And it's so much easier in this new paradigm. So please join us. Please join us. Please join us. I think that's spirit a little bit. Please join us. Ananoyeshkin, now please join us. Because this is a way. If you've been feeling a little off-centered, it's because you're awakening. And the times are that we are opening our heart chakras and really taking an introspective look in ways that we have never done before. So, brown-hued women, the state of our womb, brown-hued women, walk on common ground. Just breathe that in. It is through our indigenous heritage that we can get to a place of seeing our sister, respecting her, understanding that she's doing her part, awakening your part, and allowing us to rise and elevate and ascend in this dimension. Ascension is not off somewhere in the heavens. It's every day as we move through our energetic system, how we're reacting and responding and claiming our power. It is non-tangible. It's in the non-tangible. And it is in the ability to be sensitive to the whispers in the wind. Yeah. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you. We love you very, very, very deeply. And we bid you adieu.